Shaw Ford Center.
You're listening to RTE Radio 1. This is 5-7 Live with Rachel English. In Friday's top stories, as Dennis Reardon announces that he'll take his Hugh O'Flaherty challenge to the Supreme Court, an opinion poll shows that most voters think the judge shouldn't have got the job.
I've never seen such an emphatic rejection of a fairly significant decision by a government in any opinion poll.
The Taoiseach admits the government has taken a hit on the issue.
Now, you told me what the figures are and what the people think of the new authority. So do you want me to say that they're wrong? Not, because obviously I just said the people are right.
And in other news, Eoin O'Darren warns trains may be disrupted by industrial action.
We feel at this point in time that most services will be covered on Sunday, although there is a possibility of some disruption, and that major disruption would develop from Monday if significant numbers of ILGA drivers withdrew the service.
Colin Murphy will be here with sports news.
Brian Lacey will miss Kildare's Leinster semi-final against Offaly because of suspension. France and the Czech Republic have just kicked off in Euro 2000, and there are further delays to the golf at Pebble Beach today.
And with news of the Friday evening traffic, Emma Caulfield.
In Dublin City, an oil spill on Westmoreland Street has closed one lane of traffic. There's an accident in Meath on the Link Road from Dunboyne onto the Navan Road. It's being cleared, and roadworks in Dunshaughlin are finishing up now.
Also, between now and 7, more political reaction to that latest opinion poll. Helen Keogh meets her new party colleagues. John O'Connor rounds up the regional papers. And for the day to finish, Brenda Power on how Leopold Bloom couldn't afford to live in Dublin now.